Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel out today. He might be back in this 8 o'clock hour. He was out late for post-game. I'm Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with us as well. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And we are joined, without further ado, by our good friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. How are you? And let me ask you this. Did you stay up to watch the entire Nebraska game last night?
I did. And unfortunately, it was one of the games I lost at Nebraska, minus 5.5 points. So slight improvements, I would say. Look a little bit better. Special teams were better. And the fact that, you know, no penalties there or turnovers, but I think they're marginally better, but you know, the schedule is set up for them to have a good year. But still, I don't see many next level players on this team.
Yeah, I mean, Nebraska fans are happy to not have lost a game. It was a close game, Leah. So there's obviously, you know, things that are concerning, but 1-0 is 1-0, which has not been the case every year for them. And they've lost all these close games. But yeah, I think people want to see some more development from Dylan and the team. But what did you see from Raiola, from what you saw? In your opinion, as an outsider, not seeing Nebraska every day, from the quarterback, Raiola, anything stand out to you from him?
No turnovers. He took what, you know, the defense gave him for the most part. You know, he always, it seemed like, would have one or two dumb throws, you know, just trying to get rid of the ball. But he seems to have improved in that respect. But, you know, they're going to have to push the ball down the field against better teams. So, like I said, everything looks a little bit better, but do they look like they could contend with the top teams in the Big Ten? Probably not on a consistent basis.
One more thing before we move on, Lee. In terms of the other side, Cincinnati, you know, lose 20-17 loss. The passing game, we had heard these new receivers were going to be difference makers. They were 12-25 passing for 69 right. yards. Now, the quarterback, Sorsby, had 96 rushing yards, but that also could be a rough season for the Bearcats. What was your initial thoughts on them, Lee?
Well, I maybe some other people thought the receivers were going to be good. I didn't think they were going to be great. But, yeah, it's tough to defend against, and Bill can tell you that, a dual-threat quarterback. And that's what Sorsby was, and he did a good job running the football. But, you know, the pass coverage was better. The tackling was better. So, you know, maybe except for South Florida, you can't expect a whole lot in 1 year. But I like where they're headed. Just think that you got to get a little bit more talent, but at least they're more disciplined.
Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, let's get to our picks of the week. And you give us picks every single week, as you've done for several years in the show. We start off in the Big Ten. Michigan State, 19.5-point favorites against Western Michigan tomorrow. What are your thoughts on the opener for Jonathan Smith and the Spartans?
Well, I think that Jonathan Smith, at least he has now an experienced quarterback, and that's very important. You got to have a guy that can push the ball down the field. He does make some mistakes, but you got to think through experience, he should be much, much better. And Western Michigan kind of decimated on the fronts here, and that's where I think Michigan State will probably have the edge. I just can't lay close to 20 points with Michigan State team that has not scored on a consistent basis here. And we saw, you know, some of these MAC schools play their Big Ten counterparts tough last night. I think Michigan State wins something like 34 to to 17, but almost 20 points, just probably a little bit too much.
34-17, Michigan State wins, does not cover against Western Michigan. Next up, Michigan, 36.5-point favorites against New Mexico. Big spread for the Wolverines. Can they cover that within the first game of Bryce Underwood, Lee?
You talk about a team being absolutely decimated by a coach leaving. New Mexico just starting absolutely all over. Their quarterback last year was really good. And when you got to institute new systems, you know, Bill can tell you, it just sometimes takes a while. Maybe by the middle of the season, they're competitive here. But Michigan's got a big game next week at Oklahoma. So I think they're going to leave their starters in for at least three quarters before they make some changes here. And when you're covering a big spread, that's important here. I think New Mexico's so bad. I think Michigan with Underwood will probably cover, but probably a game I'm not going to be involved in for my clients. I like Michigan here, 49-6.
49-6, Michigan. They've not been a high-scoring team for a couple years. At least last year was not a high-scoring team, but that would be a nice start for the Wolverines. A big game, one of the big games of a huge weekend, Lee, is Notre Dame, 2.5-point favorites against Miami. You are familiar with Mario Cristobal in Miami. Is this going to be who's replacing – you like Carson Beck and is replacing of Cam Ward. Can they get a big win off the bat against the runners-up from last year, Notre Dame?
Well, Miami's not going to be as dynamic with Carson Beck as they were with Cam Ward. But going into the season last year, there was talk that he was going to be maybe the first pick in the draft. Now, his offensive line was not good. His receivers had the most drops in college football. That doesn't help a quarterback. So you know, then he gets hurt, but went out to a practice a couple weeks ago. I thought he looked 100%. They're going to run the ball more with a top five offensive line and a bevy of three different running backs. So will Notre Dame. I mean, Jeremiah Love, 17 touchdowns, almost 1,200 rushing yards last year. But they're going to have to do it with a brand-new quarterback. So Miami, normally, most games, you know, Hard Rock Stadium has 20,000 empty seats. Not the case for the Sunday night standalone game. The place will be hopping. One of the toughest places to play when it's full. Ask some of the former players from Notre Dame who played there in 2017 when Miami won 41-8. So I think the quarterback edge and also the fact that Mario Cristobal brought in Corey Heatherman from Minnesota, one of the best defensive coordinators, that might be his best acquisition here. Low scoring game because possible rain for 48 straight hours on that field. I like Miami 23-20.
48 hours of rain, Lee. That's, doesn't sound very fun. Going to be a rough game. They're up next in the schedule. Okay, the biggest game, maybe the biggest game ever in week one in the history of college football. We got you got Texas and Ohio State. Buckeyes you have here is a 2-point favorite. I think it's down to 1.5. I've seen 1.5-point favorite against Texas in Arch Manning making his way to the Shoe. Julian Sayin, first start for the Buckeyes for the defending champs. What do you see tomorrow, 11 a.m. kick at the Shoe, Lee?
So Miami, Texas was knocking on the door last year. I mean, they're at the one-yard line down by 7 points, less than 4 minutes to go in the game. What Steve Sarkisian was thinking, you know, going to a quarterback in shotgun and a toss sweep, we will never know. One of the worst calls we've ever seen in a big game, but after that 7-yard loss, then all of a sudden, Quinn Ewers gets strip sacked. And at that point, game, set, match. So I think that the talent gap has shifted from Ohio State having an edge to Texas having an edge here. Also think that, you know, both coordinators are back for Texas. They've been there for 5 straight years talking about Kyle Flood and Pete Kawakowski. So that's an advantage, and Julian Sayin has never taken a snap here. So except for wide receiver position with Jeremiah Smith, I think Texas owns every edge, and I think Arch Manning, his experience, will certainly help them here. So no Jack Sawyer to the rescue. Seven of the top 9 defenders here and tacklers last year for Ohio State have moved on to the NFL. They had 14 draft picks going to the NFL draft here. Wrong team favored. Texas outright, 24-21.
Lee, on the road.
Lee, quick question for you. Didn't last year, didn't Texas hold Jeremiah Smith to 3 yards receiving?
Yeah. So
shut him down.
They've got some athletes. I mean, both schools recruit. I mean, let's let's not kid ourselves. I mean, there's a lot of 4 and 5 stars on both sides. And people also forget that Texas had lost during the start of the playoffs their best receiver, and then they lost their second best receiver. I think it was the first or second series of the game. So Arch Manning, I don't think he's going to buckle under the pressure in the horseshoe. That's Ohio State's biggest advantage. So, but should be a great game. You get a rematch of a semifinal game between two storied programs.
Last game, Lee, TCU, 3.5-point favorites against Bill Belichick in North Carolina. They give Bill a first loss in his first game as a college football head coach.
So Bill Belichick has never had
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Great talent on defense. Be able to scheme stuff up here. I think with 2 to 3 months to prepare, knowing you're playing TCU and a good quarterback here at Josh Hoover, he's going to come up with some schemes to confuse him and keep them at bay a little bit. We don't know what kind of talent he has. Almost every starter on defense is brand new. Gio Lopez, the transfer quarterback, I think is going to be good. Dual threat guy from South Alabama. I think with TCU, I was watching some film in the offseason of them last year. They won and covered the last 4 games. That's why I think they're a 3.5-point favorite. They did not beat any good teams last year. So, you know, a lot of wins, you know, 8 wins, and that's great. But didn't beat one good team, and I think that North Carolina, in front of a sold-out crowd, Bill Belichick's first game, they get the win here, 27-23. Let's go for the win straight up for Bill Belichick. They're not going to have a great year, but there'll be some optimism after this game.
That'd be a big start for him. Lee, how can people find the rest of your picks this weekend?
Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. This is our 32nd year, won 30 out of 31 years. So we also do player props now. People love to bet the player props, college football and the NFL. Get the entire season, $5.97. We've got specials up there for 5 weeks through the end of September, the entire season. And looking ready for another big year. Went 1-2 last night, but that's happened before. We have losing days. And also I do a daily podcast called Locked On Bets on the Locked On Network. So you want to hear gambling talk every day, go to YouTube and type in Locked On Bets, 3 separate words, and subscribe there. It's released usually a little bit after your show ends each day, and you'll get 4 to 5 free selections there, Locked On Bets on YouTube, Spotify, and also Apple. So expanding and excited about the season. It's finally here.
Lee, always good stuff. Thank you for the time. We will
Thank
talk
you,
to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Recapping his picks, Bill, Michigan State, he has winning against Western Michigan, not covering 19.5.
I'd be shocked if they covered. That's a lot of points for Michigan State. Steve talked to their sports information director. They have no idea what they have. Their roster is depleted or young. And to 19.5, could it happen? Sure, it can happen. It happens all the time. See crazy stuff happen. But Michigan State's never been on a team that's just rolling up and down the field. And so if Western Michigan can somehow just get a couple touchdowns, it'd be very hard to cover that, I would imagine.
He takes the Broncos to lose but cover the spread. Now, he said Michigan 49-6 over New Mexico is a 36.5-point favorite, so covering the spread. If Bryce Underwood looks that good in game one, now he did point out that New Mexico's lost a lot of talent from last year. I mean, can you see that type of game tomorrow with Michigan, New Mexico, Bill, a blowout, 49 points for the Wolverines.
Yeah, I mean, New Mexico, I mean, I talked about them yesterday on ESPN with in Salt Lake City. The quarterback is really good. And yes, he's their starting quarterback for Utah now from New Mexico. They lost. If they had any players that had any chance of to play up, they're all gone. And so that's just going to be a hard, and I think it'll just turn physical on them. I would say this, 36 points is a lot.
It is.
If all of a sudden you have one turnover or the other team gets a drive somewhere, some clock is being used. And also Michigan's not an incredible tempo team. So they're not going to put a bunch of crazy stuff out there on Bryce Underwood. So I think that for that reason, that it might end up just being, it just might end up being, you know, somewhere in that 39-9 and they don't end up getting it covered. But they're just completely dominant, just complete dominance. But sometimes, I mean, they did that a lot with Harbaugh. They'd be so dominant and be like, huh, score didn't really say it's that, you know, it's not that crazy. It's 29-6. Then you go, hey, did you watch the game? Because it wasn't close. So it doesn't bother them. They're not trying to get any style points. Michigan's not trying to score 80 tomorrow. They're fine with getting there. What they couldn't do last year, the forward pass was non-existent. I think the only teams that they beat in the forward pass were the academies. That was it. And then they also didn't run it either. I mean, it was so they have a lot of things to get going, and they also have a new coordinator. He just wants to look extremely efficient, meaning that they get in and out of the huddle, get lined up, do all their things. So, but that anytime there's like in that 39-40 point range, it's like,
that's
boy,
tough.
That's a tough. Lot.
And don't forget, but you mentioned the passing stats, and they ended their season with wins against Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah, it's incredible.
With that kind of, I mean, that's that
walk
is,
on quarterback went to Ohio State and beat the national champion.
Not
in the
not
one of
bad.
The biggest rival games that they haven't won. Yep, one of the most remarkable. I'm enamored with North Carolina TCU. I can't get enough of it.
So Lee picks that one. Carolina actually wins. They're 3.5-point dogs. He says Carolina wins 27-23. I cannot wait to see just everything about Bill Belichick. They're going to have a camera on him all the time, and I'm going to always want to see it and see how he's doing. But if they win that game off the bat, that what a great story it's going to be for him in college football.
I just want to see Jordan Hudson.
Find her in the stands,
those type of things. Because this was brought up the other day. I heard it on just doing some research. And just he was all about no distractions, no days off, no anything. Now it's like, I mean, Hard Knocks never went to Foxborough. Never happened. Now they have the Hulu one coming in. They have all these different things going on like that. It's like ultimate distractions. The players were asked at media day, what is the distraction of Jordan Hudson? They were asked that question. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that question, you know, being asked to any player about the distraction of the head coach's girlfriend.
Yeah, the girlfriend,
who's 50
coach.
Years younger than him.
Yep.
So it's a fun thing to look at. It's just kind of it's interesting to see what happens. Here's a guy that, you know, he said six Super Bowls. Winning six Super Bowls was in numerous other ones, and so incredible. So it'd be kind of fun to follow this and just see what they look like. It will be very, very interesting.
The other games Lee picked, Miami to cover and win as dogs to Notre Dame, 23-20, Miami over Notre Dame, Lee picks, and also has Texas as the dog on the road, beating Ohio State 24-20. That'd be a statement for Arch Manning tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be, like I said, I can't imagine what this is going to be like as far as the energy and what's going to happen. I agree with everything that Lee said. I do. I'm just like, Arch Manning's been around longer. At least he has some snaps and more snaps than what Saiyan has had. And you go through bit by bit. The other thing that's interesting is that Sarkisian is known for being maybe the best play caller in college football. Would you agree with that, Rudy? He's known for that. That's kind of what it's like that. Yet it was first and one at the one, and they ran toss for a 7-yard loss. I mean, just mind-boggling. And then didn't have another play. I mean, it was just absolutely mind-boggling what happened in that. So they're going to tie the score up in Jerry's world, right? That's where the game was, correct?
Right, yes.
They're going to tie it up with 4 minutes to go. And instead, it's game over, sack, fumble. And that's how crazy things happen. That's how you go down and just go, how did that happen? And sometimes you need a break. Now, that really wasn't a break. That was just some great plays. But Nebraska got breaks last night. Like I said, there could have been two defensive scores. And you don't really even talk about them. You know, it's like it didn't happen. That's why it's not talked about. You know, you don't talk about the bands on the field Cal Stanford. You yep. talk about that one. Mm-hmm. You don't talk about the one against Nebraska and Michigan. You know why? It didn't happen. They didn't score. They got down to the 7-yard line. They didn't score. If they would have scored, it would be played 50 times a year to start off college football seasons of craziness, the things that happen. So sometimes it's interesting how such little things flip your game, flip your season. All these things are so critical, and that's what happened in that particular game. So it'd be fun to watch. But I thought it was interesting. Again, Jeremiah Smith, 3 yards receiving against Texas last year.
I hope Rudy's okay, Bill, because you took a shot at him saying, hey, great play caller, went backwards. You're right with that, Rudy? Your team lost.
I mean,
remember,
you have to agree
Texas
with it, right?
Lost.
I mean,
it's true.
If you ask Sark,
bringing back some memories here.
There's nothing that would say, there's not one person, again, oh, I see. I mean, that was just like a wow type of play. And then next thing you know, and then 30 seconds later, it's game over.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Rudy just loves living that memory again, but it happened, Rudy. It's part of what happened. You have redemption as a possibility tomorrow. Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Ooh. Thankfully, I've got Apply Connective here because everything sounds great. Everything's smooth because I talked to Will. Will helped me out, made sure I didn't get hacked here from Kansas City.
What if all of a sudden there was like somebody else all of a sudden logging into our show?
That'd be bad.
We got hijacked. Doesn't happen. Not with Will.
No, he protects the stool.
Will also took the advice that we brought up yesterday on the show. Like, hey, who's going to all of a sudden change their mind yesterday and just say, screw it, I'm going the game. Will did it.
Did he really?
Yeah, Will wasn't going because I'm staying back. I got to do all the
good
work.
Boy, Will.
I text Will something yesterday, just checking in on him. He goes, we're halfway there. We took
Let's
your
go.
Advice. And
that
Will
boy.
Made he didn't think they were going to get into the stadium until maybe second quarter. So I got to check with Will. What time did he get into the stadium?
We need to know that. Applied's in 93 all counties in Nebraska. They have a 99.7% retention rate, Bill, and they also have a free consultation at AppliedConnective.com managing all things IT and cybersecurity. Applied Connective Technologies. Great people. When we come back, it is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. That is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.